The governors of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut made the joint decision to close all bars and restaurants in the three states to help prevent further spread of the coronavirus. Governor Andrew Cuomo also says all schools in New York State will be closed as of the end of Monday, and the New York State Legislature has postponed its session. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has an update on this quickly changing situation.
The three governors made the joint decision to close all restaurants and bars in their states effective Monday evening until further notice. There will still be takeout service from restaurants that want to stay open, and rules will be waived to allow takeout alcohol services as well. All movie theaters, gyms, and casinos will also close as of 8 p.m. Monday, and Governor Cuomo says gatherings of 50 or more people will be prohibited.
So if you were hoping to plan a graduation party, you can't do it in the state of New York, you can't go do it in the state of New Jersey, and you can't do it in the state of Connecticut.
Cuomo says all schools will be closed by the end of the day for at least 2 weeks. Most districts have already made the decision to shut down. Workers at all state and local government offices will be asked to work from home unless they are providing essential services, and all government offices must reduce density by at least 50%. Cuomo says he continues to be worried about a surge of sick patients in the coming weeks that he fears will overwhelm the state's hospital system. He says because of the lack of federal action on building extra hospital capacity, he's asking the state's National Guard to work with developers in the state and the union workforce. They'll identify buildings such as dormitories or former nursing homes that can be rapidly converted to temporary hospitals.
I'm asking local governments, especially in the most dense area, to immediately identify a number of beds in facilities that are available. Frankly, I hope they're surplus because we don't have, this is very expensive, and I don't want to pay money for acquisition of property and real estate.
The governor is also rescinding rules on placement of hospital beds for the time being, allowing more beds into a single room and reducing regulations on how wide hallways need to be. The legislature had planned to come to the Capitol this week to pass some bills to help deal with the crisis, including a paid sick leave bill. But after two lawmakers came down with the virus, the Assembly and Senate announced they are postponing session until at least Wednesday. Both houses say they are trying to adhere to the guidelines by the CDC and now New York State that gatherings be limited to 50 or fewer people. They say they only want to bring in legislators when they are ready for a vote on agreed-upon bills. Cuomo, who has compared the senators and assembly members to soldiers in a war who should remain at their desks, says he's disappointed that the lawmakers aren't acting on the paid sick leave bill sooner. He says the state bill goes further than the federal one and would also cover people home on preventive quarantine, even if they are not actually sick.
So I'm sure the people who are in quarantine and wanted to get paid wish that they voted for the bill so they could get paid.
But the governor says he's okay with waiting until Wednesday for the votes. Cuomo continues to say that a full state spending plan can still be approved by the budget deadline of March 31st, and it could still include legal marijuana, rollbacks to the bail reform laws that ended most forms of cash bail in New York, and restrictions on vaping products. But that prospect now seems increasingly unlikely. The governor admits the anticipated additional health care costs associated with combating the virus will make it almost impossible to balance the budget right now. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.